Yet the debate seems so remote from these intimate family histories that even Barack Obama infamously remarked that he couldn't comment on the theological and scientific perspectives on the matter because it was above his pay grade. The mistake is to think that the answer about what to do about abortion in this country will be resolved by religion, science, judicial process, or legislative policy. Facts and figures, logic, faith, values, and spirituality may inform our own personal and cultural beliefs. But in a diverse democracy like America, there is no one path or one final answer that can ultimately resolve the issue to everyone's liking. Accepting and acknowledging abortion for all its complexity can move our nation out of the abortion wars and toward peace. Achieving this goal is simple, yet incredibly difficult. It demands a shift away from judgment and toward empathy, and it requires treating others as we would like to be treated. I must add, in the midst of a heated, passionate, high-stakes fight. Go ahead and imagine how you would like to be treated as a fetus or as a woman who is pregnant and doesn't know what to do, but that is not what I'm getting at. What I want is for you to think about how you would want to be treated when you found yourself in the throes of the most passionate and important argument of your lifetime. Are you willing to treat your opponent with the same respect?